President Clinton said today that the United States is helping those who have worked with us to flee northern Iraq. The president was responding to questions concerning members of a CIA-backed Iraqi opposition group in northern Iraq who now fear for their lives. Despite the president's statement, there has been no evidence that any effort has been made to move the opposition members to safety. And opposition sources claim many people have already been rounded up and executed by Iraqi security forces. NPR's Martha Raddatz has this report.
The opposition group has reason to be fearful. After the Persian Gulf War, the Iraqi National Congress, with U.S. blessing and a reported $20 million in CIA funds, was formed specifically to overthrow Saddam Hussein. That's why when the northern Iraqi town of Erbil was taken last week by Iraqi-backed forces, INC members were in trouble. So was the CIA. But the operatives that were in the country got out right away. Not so the members of the INC. Some did manage to escape, but the INC's Laith Kuba said what those who got out saw before they fled was terrifying.
They have witnessed the capturing of those people about 94, and they were killed more or less following a very brief either interrogation or questioning.
According to NPR reporter Michael Goldfarb in northern Iraq, about 250 INC members who escaped from Erbil are holed up in the hillside town of Salahuddin, fearing the worst. Goldfarb was given a leaflet by a small group of men that said, "We ask all honored people of the international community to save and bring us out of Kurdistan to any European state. If you do not take any procedures, tragic disaster will happen to us."
It might have been safe haven or continues to be a safe haven to the mass of Kurds there, but it is certainly no longer safe for any opposition member to be there. And those people are on the wanted list. They are of value to the Iraqi government. And obviously they have put their trust with the wrong protector.
You mean?
The U.S. specifically.
President Clinton was asked today if these Kurdish rebels who are now being hunted down by Saddam's forces are being abandoned by the U.S. The president wouldn't comment on what he called intelligence matters, but did say,
"We're doing everything we think we can to help anybody that needs to be out of Iraq."
The State Department's Nicholas Burns would not get into details either, saying that he did not want to compromise the efforts to get people out, which Burns said are currently being undertaken. Reporters in northern Iraq have seen no evidence of that, however, and Burns said all Americans are out of northern Iraq. So if any rescue effort is underway, it is not the Americans who are involved. Also, the president specifically said that those who've worked with us are being helped. In that case, the INC members may not count. A U.S. official in Washington told NPR today that the notion that these INC members are employed by the CIA is wrong. The INC's Laith Kuba said the Kurdish rebels may not have been paid directly by the CIA, but they were paid by the INC, which is CIA-backed.
I assume they thought that the whole safe haven concept has been underwritten by the U.S., and they expected the minimum of the protection, which is basically their lives. They were taking huge risks. Some of these people, as records have shown in the past, were poisoned by thallium while they were in Kurdistan. Some of them were assassinated, but they lived with that risk. But to be exposed and left totally in the open in that manner is something that have never crossed their minds or our minds at any stage.
Marvin Ott, a former member of the Senate Intelligence Committee staff and now at the National War College, said if the information coming out of Iraq is accurate about the CIA-backed opposition members, it is a classic example of how the CIA gets its fanny in the ringer.
One can imagine the phone ringing out at the CIA and the president or the White House saying, "We've got to do something." The CIA, in response to that, develops a program working with Iraqi dissident groups. The problem then is that you're trying to overthrow a deeply entrenched, highly authoritarian government with a massive secret police capability.
Ott says this reminds him of Vietnam, when the CIA inserted Vietnamese agents into North Vietnam.
Those agents, we now know, were almost all wrapped up almost immediately as soon as they were inserted. The initial U.S. reaction was basically to try to disavow any knowledge of those people.
Many survived, however, and are seeking remuneration through the U.S. courts. Ott says in the case of the Kurdish rebels, he doesn't know what the inclination of the U.S. will be, but he says now that it is in the public domain, it will be difficult to be downright ruthless. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.